your problem? Spider. What's all this screaming?
You guys waxing your mustaches again?
No, there's a big, ugly, hairy spider on the table.
Ooh, spider. You guys are such wusses.
Don't kill it. What do you want me to do, read him his rights? No, it's a living thing. Show a little compassion. Take it outside so it can be with its family. And eat its husband. It is kind of cute. I mean, look at it. Well, it's awfully cold outside, so you do deserve a nice warm place to sleep. Like Dana's bed. Hey, Cody. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm working on a 40-style mystery for my creative writing course.
I woke up one morning and found that my socks were horribly mismatched.
Yeah, I love the idea, but I don't think I got enough for a novel yet. You know, I need something with a little suspense, a little intrigue, some kind of mystery.
Okay, Dana, where's my diary? How am I supposed to know? Well, someone took it. I left it on my dresser, and now it's gone.
Whoa! That's a perfect idea for my 40s mystery. The case of the missing diary. Yeah, but... Yeah.
This is the big city. The kind of a place where if you don't watch your back, you'll end up wearing a sign that says, "Kick me." The name's Spud. Sam Spud. I'm a private detective. A Seamus. A gumshoe. I was just about to call it a day when fate threw me a curve.
So it says on the door, doesn't it?
Actually, it says Dupes Moss.
Whoa. I put my name on the wrong side of the door. No wonder business has been so slow.
May I come in?
Sure. Take a load off, sister.
This dame was a knockout. She had the kind of legs that made you wish you were a pair of no-nonsense pantyhose. And I could see why. She was a no-nonsense kind of dame.
Toothpick?
No, thanks. I'm trying to quit.
So, what seems to be the problem, Miss...
Meow. Kitty Meow.
Kitty Meow? What were your parents thinking?
That's my stage name. I'm a singer in a nightclub.
A songbird, eh? So, what can I do for you?
Someone stole my diary, and I need you to find it.
Well, before I take the case, I got a question I gotta ask you. Strictly routine, huh?
All right.
How many obtuse angles are there in a trapezoid?
Two.
Okay, I'll take the case. But it's gonna cost you. I don't work for peanuts, you know?
I know. That's why I brought these.
Ah, cashews.
Kitty worked at a little joint downtown called the Club Sandwich. They served one thing and one thing only, chili. The club was owned by a guy named Frankie the Tuna Sandwich. They called him the Tuna because if you crossed him, he backed you in water. Kitty sang with a group called the Andrew Stepsisters.
and germs, my name is Buddy Rimshot. You know, I tell you, my mother-in-law, she's so fat that when she wears yellow, people think she's a school bus. Thank you, you're a great audience. Now I know why they call it a depression. God, I killed myself. Next up, we got a real treat for you. Please welcome the sensational song starlings of Miss Honeydew.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who watch over me. And will he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome.
Believe me, honey, from here, your set looked great.
Thanks for noticing, Frankie. If you want to get together a little later, just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Frankie?
No. That's why I have one of these.
I love a man with expensive jewelry.
Hey there, Frankie.
Sam Spud. What brings you here?
A 38 Buick, but that's not important right now. It seems that one of your singers, a Miss Kitty Meow, went and got a diary stolen. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Frankie?
Hey, Sam. I may be a racketeer, kidnapping hitman, and a low-rent dirtbag crook, but I draw the line. Stealing a girl's diary.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. But until that diary is recovered, everyone's a suspect. You got me? Everyone's a suspect. All right? Hey, hold it, sister. I got a few questions to ask you. And wipe that hole you didn't have a look off your face. I give you one with a ruler.
Okay, boss, it's payday.
Yeah, can we have our allowance? I mean, our take, boss.
Here, boys. Here you go.
$5, is that all?
Hey, it's the 40s. $5 is down payment on a house. Now, scram.
Man, is he cheap.
He's so cheap, he puts an IOU in his penny loafers. Oh, God, I'd kill me.
If he keeps that up, I'll kill him myself.
Hey there, Frankie. Keep those two on a pretty short leash, huh? Mind if I ask them a couple of questions about the missing diary?
Why bother, Spud? The big one can't read. The little one still thinks girls have cooties.
Hey, Frankie.
Honey.
Yeah?
How about a little nightcap?
Why, sure. Thanks.
Who's this?
Sam Spud, private investigator. Mind if I ask you a couple of questions there, Miss Dew? Alone?
Ah, sure, I get it. Three's a crowd.
I always thought three's company. Thank you.
Well, now there, Miss Dew. Do you have any idea who would want to steal Kitty Meow's diary?
Oh, I can't imagine who'd want to do such a terrible thing to a sweet gal like Kitty. Although the other girls in the group do have a motive.
What's that?
A motive. That's a reason for wanting to steal the diary.
And what's that?
It's a little book. You write your personal thoughts.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Dew. You've been very helpful.
Hey, Gumshoe. What I'm trying to tell you is the other girls may be jealous of Kitty and want a shot at the center microphone.
Hey, honey, I'm going to work out with the Detroit Tigers. I'll be back in a couple days.
Sure.
Hey there, Coco. Mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
No, as long as you don't mind if I'm not here.
Well, well, well. What do we got here? A diary. Kitty Meow's diary, huh?
How'd that get in there? I've been framed! Framed, I tell you, framed!
Yeah, sure. That's what the Mona Lisa said.
Where are you taking me?
Ah, you'll find out. Right after these commercial messages.
Guten Morgen, Herr Spud. I have the results back from the lab.
Talk to me, Professor.
You were right. That diary had more fingerprints on it than Madonna.
That's impossible. I never touched that book.
I did not say they were yours, meine kleine Liebchen.
Well, if they're not your kleine Liebchens, then whose are they?
Well, there's Kitty's, Buddy's, Cassie's, Frankie's, fingers, honey's, and yours.
And mine? That means that I'm a suspect, too. Well, maybe I should put a tail on myself. All right.
So, mein Herr, how are you going to solve this caper?
Hey, I'm the detective. I got ways of making any criminal sing. You just round up the suspects. I'll break out my karaoke machine. Strangers in the night. Changing the lenses.
All right, Spud, what's going on? I got numbers to run, people to kidnap, and dance class at 3.
I brought you all here because someone in this room stole Kitty Meow's diary.
But I thought it was Coco.
That's what they wanted you to think. But the real culprit was someone who would benefit by upsetting Kitty and framing Coco. Someone who had access to the dressing room. And a real big chip on his shoulder. Someone like Cassie.
Fishing in the wrong lake, Flatfoot. Why would I want to frame Coco?
Come on. You made no attempt to hide how you really felt about her, and your fingerprints were all over that diary.
Okay, I read the diary, but I had to. I had a book report due, and the library was closed. But I didn't steal it.
No, you didn't. That was a practice guess. Okay, my real guess is Buddy.
Me?
Yeah, you. I know all about your secret ambitions.
You mean to be a model and live off my looks?
No, your other secret ambition. To be a singer in an all-girl band. You thought if you could put on a wig and a dress, you could team up with Kitty and Cassie.
Oh. Oh, okay, okay, I admit it, it's true. I do want to sing in an all-girl band and wear high heels. Is that so wrong? I would never frame Coco to get it. I'm telling you, I'm innocent.
Yeah, you are. And you look great in high heels, but that's not the point right now. This whole caper is starting to smell fishy. That's why I'm thinking tuna. Hey, Frankie?
Spud, the girls were making me money. Why would I want to break up the act?
Because you know what show business will do to you. It'll chew you up and spit you out, just like Eric Estrada. You wouldn't want that to happen to Coco, because she's your daughter. Your daughter. Your daughter. Yeah, I love that.
How do you know that, Spud?
Because I took the liberty of looking at your auto insurance policy. You named Coco as an additional driver. Now, nobody in their right mind would put a teenager on their insurance policy unless she was your daughter.
Is it true? You're my father?
Yeah, pal, it's true. You're my daughter.
Cool. I'm a mafia princess. Who wrote Susan Lucci?
All right, Spud, it is true. Coco is my daughter. But I got nothing against show business. If that's what she wants, then I'm all for it. But I didn't steal no diary.
No, you didn't. But we're narrowing it down now, aren't we? Okay, who's still a suspect? Raise your hand. Okay. Now, I know exactly how I'm going to solve this case right now. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. My mother said...
Okay, okay. Quit raking me over the coals. I confess. I did it. It was me.
It was? Whoa. That was a little dude by the piano.
Yeah, well, I stole the diary and planted it in Coco's suitcase. Then I jimmied the locks, loosened the floorboards so Coco would trip. The suitcase would open, the diary would be there, and it would incriminate her.
But why would you do something so terrible, so awful, so complicated?
Ah, you're young. You don't understand. Singing is all I know. I mean, if you kids push me out of the way, what am I supposed to do? Sell exercise equipment? Start my own talk show?
Come on, sister. The show's over. The ship has sailed. The fat lady has sung. Elvis has left the building.
I hated slapping the cuss on a beautiful dame like Honey, but what other choice did I have? Guess it's all part of being a private eye.
The end. What do you think, Care Bear?
Cody, that was wonderful. And I wear such great clothes in it.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, Karen, I got your diary. Your mom must have been in my drawer by mistake. You didn't read it, did you? Hey, do I look like the kind of person who would read someone's diary? I guess not. Bobby's arms were like two bands of steel. When he kissed me, my heart fluttered like a tiny hummingbird.
I'm gonna kill you!
Hey, that's a killer new idea for a 40s mystery. The case of the dead stepsister. Hey, I feel like that old babe on Murder, She Wrote.